it is really expensive. And but what got me thinking is, you know, something like that, you could buy, like, you could start off by buying just the UHF control deck with, you know, but that one you're going to have DMR, P25 conventional, all that stuff. You know, and it's going to be a pretty penny, but it's going to, you can buy that. And then later, you know, when you, once you've digested that, or you get another windfall, or you get your taxes back the next year or something like that, you can add the VHF module to it. You know, and all you need on that one is, you know, P25 conventional. You know, and then, you know, and then later on, you know, you get, you know, when I stop working for who I'm working for, I can pony up and get the 800 module. And, you know, that'll have to have P25 trunking and all the other happy horse poo-poo, and I could get that. But, you know, you can do it in pieces, too, you know, so that's kind of cool. And then I guess you can have multiples. You can have two VHF and two UHF, 800, a UHF and two VHF. You know, so I don't know how you can configure the head. I don't know a lot about it, but, and, you know, the Viking, of course, is the Kenwood Viking, so I don't know if we're talking about the same thing or not, but I know they do have, in their NX series, like you were saying, I know they have that as well, you know, so there's been plenty of ways to do it. I just don't know, can you do multi-protocol with the NX? I think you can.
Yeah, last time I was looking into it, you can do multi-protocol with the NX. I'm not sure if there's restrictions in each zone. You can only have one of the digital protocols. But you can do multi-protocol. It comes free with NXDN, and then I heard the DMR license is like $30, and then, of course, the P25 license is like $300 or $400. But I did see someone posted a set for sale used, because you can use a handheld control head as well for multiple decks. And he had the VHF and UHF deck, handheld control head, external speakers, DMR P25 enabled on the VHF, and DMR enabled on the UHF. And I think he was selling it for $2,500 was his asking price.